Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun technology show that's completely accessible and not full of confusing technical jargon. Can you imagine a show about technology without gigahertz this and megapixel that and terabyte this? Oy, who needs it? Popular topics on Tech Talk include great websites, laptops, high-definition televisions, stereos, mobile phones, portable MP3 players, camcorders, GPS navigation units, and digital cameras. It's just that everything is explained in plain English. All that great stuff, but in a language you can understand. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Now, on some Tech Talk shows, many of them in fact, it's kind of a listen and learn like scenario. Sure, we open the lines and we get great questions and give away cool prizes, but sometimes I want to forego guests and ask the listener for their opinion on something instead of asking them to call in with questions about the topic. And today is one of those shows. Bit of controversy today. Millions of Canadians download music from the internet for free. Now, record companies know this, and they're not happy about it because, well, it's legal in this country, believe it or not. Yes, it is not illegal in Canada to download music you didn't pay for. Now, one way artists are supposed to be compensated, however, is with a huge levy placed on recordable media, like a spindle of blank CDs. And millions of those dollars have been going into a slush fund of sorts to pay musicians hurt by piracy, these free downloads. Now, whether or not these monies are going out to the artists is another story. I heard that it's in progress, but no one's gotten any money yet, which is a whole other issue altogether. But I don't really want to talk about music today. I want to talk about video because I want to ask you, has the proverbial genie been let out of the bottle? Now that Canadians, especially tech-savvy ones, are not used to paying for music, do you think downloading video, like full-length movies, is going to be as big of a problem for movie studios as MP3s are for music labels? It is illegal, by the way, to download a movie you didn't pay for. Unlike music, where it's not illegal, but it's not stopping Canadians from doing it. Because let's face it, now with a high-speed internet connection and no shortage of places to download movies, why would you buy a DVD anymore? I mean, you can even buy a DVD player for your TV for as low as $50 that has something called DivX support, D-I-V-X. You'll often see that on the front of the DVD player. And it's a common video. DivX is a common video file that you can download from the internet. It can take a two-hour movie and shrink it into something small enough to put on a blank CD, about 700 megabytes. So, you know, again, conveniently, it's the exact same size of a recordable CD. So couldn't it be argued that manufacturers that offer DivX-based DVD players know customers are downloading movies from the internet and ripping them or copying them to discs to watch on their big screen TV? It's kind of like a nudge, nudge, wink, wink kind of deal. So my question to you is, and you don't have to use your real name if you don't want to, but do you think it's completely justified to download a movie you didn't pay for because it's legal to download music? Or do you feel that the price of DVDs are still very high, $20, $25, that you can justify downloading them for free? Do you feel guilty doing it? Coincidentally, I was at a dinner party on Thursday, and a woman in her 40s or so was complaining that there is no legal way to download movies to her iPod like there is in the US. And that's true. In America, there are dozens of places you can download movies on the internet and pay a couple bucks for digital distribution, like iTunes from Apple, where you can download a movie, pay for it. It's either a rental scenario where you pay a couple bucks and it expires after 24 hours, or you can pay a little bit more and own it, so to speak. Whereas in Canada, there's really no solution yet. Yes, the Xbox 360 lets you download a couple of movies, but not a lot yet, and that's still through your TV. The iTunes store in Canada does not let you download movies, whereas if you go to iTunes in the US, you can. So she was saying to me, this woman that I met the other day, who shall remain nameless, that instead, because there's no legal way to download video in Canada, she's doing it illegally and she doesn't care. She's like, well, that's what they get for not letting me do it in Canada. She goes to a website called piratebay.org, types in the name of a movie she wants, downloads it in an hour or two for free, and then copies it to her iPod or just watches it on her laptop when she's traveling. And she says until there's a legal way to do it in Canada, she's going to keep doing this and she doesn't feel guilty at all. What's your thoughts on this? And be honest, do you download movies from the internet? I'll tell you about our grand prize in a moment. We have actually a lot of prizes this hour. The numbers to call in are 416-872-1010. Toll free, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. Again, in Toronto, 416-872-1010. 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone. And for calling in today with your candid opinion on whether or not it's ethically okay to download a movie for free over the internet, I have a great prize for you. The last caller of the show is going to win the Kodak EasyShare 5300. Now, regular Tech Talk listeners know that Kodak was on the show a couple weeks back. We were talking about digital cameras. But they gave me an all-in-one printer, scanner, and copier for me to give away on a future show. So I want to do that today. This is an all-white Kodak EasyShare 5300 worth about $150. And you don't even need a computer to use it because you can copy like a photocopier. You can scan something into a computer if you do have a computer hooked up to it. Or if you just want to print photos, just pop the memory card out of your digital camera, place it into a slot in the front of the unit, and you'll even see it on a 3-inch screen, and then print it right from there. And best of all, replacement ink for this unit is one of the cheapest around. So the last caller of Tech Talk today will win this prize. But start calling now because I also have a bunch of computer games to give away for PC users. I've got copies of Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe. These are really fun, family-friendly puzzle games for Windows computers. And after 12:30, we're going to be chatting. We're going to be chatting with a rep from Massive Technology. This is a big show coming to Toronto, April 30th at the Metro Convention Center. So we're going to shift gears and talk with a rep from this organization on the phone after 12:30. And I've got some passes to give away as well. So lots of prizes. So let's hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255 on your cell phone. How am I going to give away these computer games? The first caller who gets on the air is going to win some, and then I'll give away some in the second half of the hour as well. And don't forget, our grand prize for being the last caller by chance is going to win the all-in-one easy share printer from Kodak. Good stuff. So our topic today is, do you download movies from the internet? Some companies, I have to give them credit, like Fox. They've got this new thing now. If you buy a Fox DVD like Juno or Hitman or Family Guy Blue Harvest, that Star Wars spoof, you'll see in the corner it says something called digital copy enabled. What does that mean? If you put that DVD in your home computer, you can legally make a copy of it for your iPod or another MP3 player that has video and carry it with you to go. And kudos to Fox for doing that because they recognize that it's a different age now. Kids are not used to paying for anything anymore, like movies or downloadable books, games, software, and if Hollywood doesn't want to suffer the same fate as the music industry has, and legally in Canada, then, they have to do these kinds of things because almost everybody's got a portable media device like a cell phone or an iPod, and they're just going with the flow. Or they want to watch the movie on their DVD player and make a copy of it. So kudos to Fox for doing that. And I'm not encouraging our listeners to go out and download music for movies they didn't pay for free. I'm just curious to know if you do it and, do you feel bad doing it? Because obviously the studios are not making money from you buying the DVD if you're downloading it for free. Do you think if you can do it for music for free, why not movies? Love to hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Let's before we go to our first break, let's talk with Paul in downtown Toronto. Thanks for calling, Paul.
Yes, how are you today?
Fine, thanks.
I don't download, but I'm for it. I feel that we'll probably beat government to everything that they ever do in the way of passing laws, no matter when they put out a law, and we'll come up with some other way to get it.
Do you think you're all for it because there are no legal download services in Canada that are popular yet? Or
yeah, I would side on that as well. And the industry is going in leaps and bounds, and it's going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Even with all the things on iPod, the new iPod that we have now, where you just use your finger to change the screen, that's going to go on your TV. That'll go on to your computers. we're going to go so fast with this technology, no matter what they put in, we'll be ahead of them.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point, Paul. Thanks for calling. Bejeweled 2 Deluxe is yours, Paul, for calling today. And you're right. You know, these Hollywood studios got to get with the times, or they're going to suffer the same fate as the music industry. And kudos for Fox for being one of the first to do it. We have to take a short break, but when we return, we're going to jump right back to the lines, give away more prizes, and, you know, have a really interesting discussion about downloading movies illegally over the internet. But right now, the time is 12:18. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Day in Canada. Are you one of them? Are you one of them that are you one of those movies? No. Are you one of those folks who are not buying DVDs as much anymore? Maybe because you already bought it on VHS, or dare we say it, Laserdisc, and you just don't want to go ahead and buy it a third time, much like we've done with music, with vinyl, then cassette, and then CD, and then, you know, MP3. So we are finding that many, many Canadians are now downloading movies from the internet. It is not legal to do so. But that isn't stopping folks from doing it. In fact, they say Canada is has one of the highest rates of piracy, movie piracy, in the world. And that goes from copying DVDs and uploading them to the internet, or taking a screener that some journalists get before the film comes out and uploading it, or even taking a camcorder into the theater and, you know, like Kramer from Seinfeld, and making a dub of a movie that's still in theaters and then putting it up online and anybody can download it. And you don't need to be tech savvy to do so. So I'm asking you, Tech Talk listeners, do you download movies for free over the internet? Or what's your opinion on it? Because it's becoming a very big problem for Hollywood, much like downloading music you didn't pay for has been a thorn in the side for the music labels. We've got lots of prizes to give away. I'm going to give away a copy of Zuma Deluxe, the game, to the next caller. And the last caller of Tech Talk is going to win that Kodak EasyShare all-in-one printer scanner copier, the 5300. And we also have passes for a technology show coming up. It's going to be great fun this hour. But I really want to hear your opinions on this. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255. In fact, I was at a party last night with my wife, and a friend of mine was telling another friend, oh yeah, I got about 150 movies on an external hard drive that I'll bring it over to your house and load you up. I mean, Is the proverbial genie out of the bag now? Are we going to be paying for movies in a couple of years? Let's go to Gloria in downtown. Love to hear your opinion. Hi, Gloria.
Hi.
Thanks for calling today.
You're welcome.
Congratulations. You've got a copy of Zuma Deluxe, a really fun puzzle game.
Oh, thank you.
Great. What's your opinion, Gloria?
Well, I really don't think it's fair to the distributors.
Mm-hmm.
If there was some fee set, because I don't know how they can police it.
Right. Well, you provide a legal alternative. There is no legal way in Canada to download movies off the internet.
Is there in the States?
Yeah, oh yeah, many. There's Movie Link, Cinema Now, Walmart had it. There's Real Networks had it. There's iTunes.
In Canada, nobody has picked up on it.
No, Bell's got something in the works called Video Play. The Microsoft Xbox folks allow you to download movies over the internet through your TV, but I'm talking about over the internet on your computer.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so no, there is no legal way to do it in Canada, especially iTunes, which is the biggest store now online for media like music and movies. But in Canada, you can't do it. You can download TV shows now, but you can't download movies. So do you think that it's okay then for those who do it, or you still think that?
Well, I really don't think it's okay.
Right, it's still not fair.
If there's some minimum charge, something.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. That's a good point, Gloria. Thank you for calling. I put her on hold. She's got a copy of Zuma Deluxe for the Windows platform. It's a lot of fun, a good puzzle game. Let's talk to Sydney in Brampton. Sydney, thanks for calling today.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Have you downloaded a movie off the internet before?
No, I've never done that.
Okay.
I don't think it's right.
Okay, so you still buy DVDs or?
I still buy DVDs. And not only that, as an ex-musician, I've seen with us taking producers and artists regarding, I think it's easier to, for example, make copies of CDs than when we were using plastics.
Right.
So I think it's wrong. I think it's killing the business.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I also think it's stifling new artists from achieving the goals that was intended, like in the older days.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's wrong.
All right, Sydney, thank you for calling. Good point. You know, what's interesting about Hollywood is that we've already bought a lot of these classics, anyhow, on VHS, then DVD, and now Blu-ray is the new universal format. So are we going to go ahead and buy that same movie, say, you know, I don't know, Apocalypse Now, the third time, yet on another format? So some people are saying, you know, screw it. I'm downloading it from the internet, and, you know, I'll even trade off some of the quality for the convenience of being able to type it in and have it start right away on my computer. So, you know, it's interesting. It seems like I was going to say, you know, when I was preparing the show, that a lot of the kids are doing this. You know, the teenagers have grown up, they're not buying the DVDs. It's the 30 and 40-somethings. But anecdotally, just over the past week, I've been encountering people who are well into their 30s and 40s who are also not paying for movies that they're downloading, simply because there's no legal way to do it for a couple of bucks. Jay in Brampton, what's your take on this?
I use an amazing Canadian service called iwantodownload.com, and I download videos and movies and whatnot, and if I like the movie, then I'll go out and buy the DVD.
Now, that sounds honorable, but when was the last time you actually downloaded a movie, watched it, and said, oh, now I better own it on plastic? I mean, like, let's be honest here. Have you really done that?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a huge DVD collection.
So you watch it first in so-so quality, and then if you like it and you want to keep it and archive it,
absolutely,
you'll go out and buy it.
The DVD you buy, you end up getting all the extras, and you can't typically download that over the internet.
Right. Good point.
I mean, you go to the theater nowadays, and you blow $20 for two people to go see a movie, and mm-hmm. then it ends up not being very good, not worth the money.
Right.
You know.
All right, Jay, thanks for calling. You know, and not only do when you get to the movie theater after paying $10 or $12 or $14, but you have to sit through commercials now, not just trailers to upcoming movies, but actual TV-like commercials. Great. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, I'm going to go back to the lines. Actually, when we return, we're going to chat briefly with Lindsay Smith from the Massive Tech Show about this upcoming event on April 30th. Give away some passes, and then we'll get back into our theme. But we're going to take a short break. Keep those calls coming. Love to hear your opinion. 416-872-1010. 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255 on your cell phone. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Well, on today's show, we're talking about downloading movies off the internet. And it's not legal to do so in this country, but that hasn't stopped many Canadians from doing it. Not only can you watch the movie that you download after only a few minutes with high-speed connections, not only can you watch it on your computer or on your portable iPod, but many DVD manufacturers now come out with these DivX-supported DVD players for your TV, DIVX. It's kind of a nudge-nudge, wink-wink thing saying, well, we know you're downloading movies from the internet and burning them to disc, so we're going to give you a way to watch it on your TV. So are they to blame as well, these manufacturers? It's a very interesting discussion. We've had some great comments and opinions so far. We will continue that in a few moments, give away some more games, and of course our final grand prize is the Kodak EasyShare 5300. That's one of those all-in-one printer scanner copiers. But as promised, we're going to chat now with Lindsay Smith from the Massive Technology Show. She's in Vancouver. We're going to hear all about this event coming up April 30th at the Metro Convention Center. Lindsay, are you there?
Hi, Mark. Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Lindsay. Good morning. I know it's a bit early for you on the left coast.
Well, it's 9:30. I've been up for a while.
Alrighty. Well, I'd love to chat with you about the Massive Technology Show coming to the Metro Convention Center in a couple of weeks. So what is the Massive Technology Show and who is it for exactly?
Well, the purpose of the show is to bridge the gap between the technology industry and the business community. So it's geared at business executives or people that are running departments within a business in a medium or large size company to come out and learn about how technology can impact their business and their bottom line on several different levels. So we'll feature things like software, hardware solutions, like Yahoo is out there teaching about search engine marketing and how that impacts your business. Samsung is there with their latest printers and phone devices for sales support teams and things like that.
Great. So you just had one in Vancouver on April 1st, and then Toronto's the next stop, and then Edmonton's in October. So how did it go in Vancouver, and what are some of the, did you just give examples of some of the exhibitors that were there, like Samsung and Yahoo?
Yeah, Yes, yeah, I did. I mean, the show in Vancouver went extremely well. We've been doing it here for past 3 years, and just this past year we got over 5,000 people out. So
wow.
it's definitely a main attraction here on the West Coast for small and medium-sized businesses. And so it just made sense for us to expand in 2008 across Canada. And so Toronto, like you said, is our next stop. And we're aiming for about 2,000 people, or we're on target to get about that many people out. And really, the show is geared towards business people who don't necessarily know a lot about technology, but they're the business planners and the strategists, and they need to know how technology can mm-hmm. impact their bottom line. So the content is delivered in a way that will educate them and not overwhelm them with the geek speak.
The geek speak, exactly.
Although I love the geek speak.
and
it's always fun too.
And coincidentally, this is something that we're talking about on the show this hour, which is the fact that Hollywood, with some exception, hasn't really caught up with today's technology, and as a result, they're suffering from piracy, people downloading movies for free, almost mirroring what the music industry went through, because this is a field, and in this case, Hollywood, that didn't quite get with technology. So what you're doing, in essence, is similar to what we're talking about this hour, which is how companies, even if it's a small to mid-sized business or an enterprise company, how they can wrap their head around today's technology so they can better protect themselves and they can better take advantage of the opportunities like search engine marketing to help increase their profits.
That is bang on. A good example of that is how journalism has changed over the years. I mean, traditionally, companies they have a PR company that works with to make sure that the messages that they're getting out through traditional mediums is the message that they want to get. But looking at the internet now, participatory journalism and the internet gives the voice to the people in blogs and mm-hmm. Through posting your own news online. And so companies need to be aware. I mean, that's just one example. The Hollywood thing's another example of how business executives need to really wrap their heads around how the internet and hardware is changing the mm-hmm. way we do business. And I mean, people I think are starting to accept that over the last 5 years, but are they really embracing it? I don't think they are necessarily. So our challenge with NASA is that we put that out there and challenge the business executives to come out and learn for a day. We've got a panel presentation, for example. It's called the Clash of the Search Engine Titans, and it's moderated by Matthew Ingram from the Globe and Mail. We've got Yahoo, Google, and MSN facing off on what is the future of search marketing. Another
awesome.
Example is Andrew Sloss from eBay Canada is coming out to talk about the future of the internet and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So lots and lots to learn about, that's for sure.
Great. We're chatting with Lindsay Smith from the Massive Technology Show about their upcoming event on Wednesday, April 30th. It's a full-day conference and trade show at the Metro Convention Center where technology and business combine. They come together and help educate those in the business field. And you said it is geared more to the small to medium-sized business, right?
Yes,
okay.
We do. Most of the discussion panels are geared towards small and medium-sized
right.
business.
And speaking of blogs, on next week's Tech Talk show, we will be talking with a well-known blogger about tips on getting going if you want to start your own blog. So that's relevant. Now, Lindsay, is it too late if you're an exhibitor that wants to be involved for the April 30th show? If there's a company listening right now that wants to exhibit?
We could definitely see. Sometimes there's last-minute dropouts. Our floor plan is pretty much settled at this point. But if there's a company out there that's interested, I encourage them to give us a call and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
And they could get more information from MassiveTechShow.com.
MassiveTechShow.com. And finally,
yes.
For those who want to attend the show, how much does it cost?
It's $29 to attend the trade show portion, and that includes our access to our technology feature stage in the trade show area.
Wow, that's very reasonable.
Yeah, it is. And then if you wanted to attend any of the conference panel discussions, that ticket price is $79 online, but it actually will go up within the next couple of days. And it's $149 at the door. So it's kind of staggered pricing. So if they
right.
want to get in, they should get in now online.
Yep. Exactly. Talking about taking advantage of technology, go online.
Totally.
It'll be cheaper. Excellent. Lindsay, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your info on the Massive Technology Show. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to the next caller who gets on Tech Talk. And again, we're going to do this next week as well with giving away more tickets. So thanks again and great luck. Very, very good luck in preparing for the first Toronto Massive Tech Show, Lindsay.
Thank you, Mark. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. You too. That's Lindsay Smith from the Massive Technology Show. You can go to MassiveTechShow.com to learn more about this event. April 30th at the Metro Convention Center. That's Wednesday. We're going to dive back into our theme about digital downloads, specifically movies. Are you downloading movies off the internet? You don't want to use your real name. That's fine. You know, you're not going to get arrested for telling me your real name and that you do download movies from the internet. But interesting, most callers so far saying they don't. Let's quickly chat with Mike and Mississauga, who won a pair of tickets to the Massive Technology Show. So congrats, Mike. And let's hear your thoughts. Hey,
hello.
Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on News Talk 1010. You've got a pair of tickets to the Massive Technology Show in Toronto.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Let's hear your opinion before we go to our next break.
Actually, you're talking about the downloading, but I'm wondering... It's in Canada. It's totally illegal, that right?
It's legal to download music you didn't pay for in Canada, believe it or not. But it is illegal to download movies you didn't pay for. But it's not stopping many.
No, I'm talking. I'm asking. Is it legal? It is not selling. No, for even download and selling to the people.
Well, that's illegal. Yeah, if you're downloading music or movies and then selling it to somebody else, then that is definitely piracy. That's illegal.
Well, that's why I'm surprised. I know in Mississauga there is a store. I don't want to name on it, but the Chinese guy is all brand new movies, mm-hmm. selling for 6 movies for $20.
Well,
all brand new.
Right. Well, that is illegal, but it's very hard, unfortunately, for the authorities to keep up with a lot of the. You might be talking about the Pacific Mall in Markham, which has been. You know, lots of raids there for those who, you know, sell DVDs that they made copies of. So very interesting discussion. And we are going to take a short break, jump right back into it, give away some games, and, of course, gear up for our grand prize giveaway towards the end of the show. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. But it is, are we doing this, Dwayne? Okay, he's giving me the nod. 1241, let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. The internet that you didn't pay for, because guess what? There's no legal way to do it in Canada. Not yet, anyways. Bell's got a program in the works called Video Play, not the final name, but you'll soon be able to download movies from the internet for a couple bucks a piece, watch it on your computer, maybe even transfer it over to a portable media device, but it's not available just yet. And, you know, in the U.S., this is commonplace. Even through iTunes, one of the world's biggest online media retailers, you can now go and download a movie and watch it on your iPod or watch it on your PC, but you can't do it yet in Canada. And as a result, many are doing it anyways. And after all, it's not illegal to download music you didn't pay for in Canada. So maybe kids are just saying, hey, maybe I just don't have to pay for any entertainment anymore, unless it's live entertainment. So let's get your opinion on this. And as a little thank you, we're giving away lots of prizes this hour, including some games, tickets to the upcoming Massive Technology Show. And our last caller is going to win the Kodak EasyShare 5300 all-in-one printer, scanner, copier. And I hope you're happy with this prize because, you know, the elevator wasn't working in the building today. And of course, the day that I had to bring this 20-pound thing in, how pathetic is that? I'm a gadget guy. I'm a techie. I'm a nerd. I have to carry heavy stuff up the stairs. I'm not happy. It's all good. But the elevator from the basement wasn't working, so I had to lug this up all the stairs to News Talk 1010 here on the second floor. So I hope you like the printer. That's called Jewish guilt. All right, let's go back to the lines. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Elaine in East York. Hi, Elaine. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I do believe that it is wrong to do the movies or even the music, actually, mm-hmm. over the systems and
right.
replay them. But it's going to happen no matter what.
Right.
So, but I feel that they're just,
It's wrong because you're stealing.
It is wrong.
You're stealing.
Mm-hmm. You're abusing the system, you mm-hmm. know. So
well, what if you bought, again, I'm rationalizing it here, mm-hmm. but let's say you bought your favorite movie, Casablanca, on VHS.
Right.
Then you bought it on DVD. Mm-hmm. Then on another DVD. Because, you know, they always come up with the same movies multiple times on DVD.
Yes.
And then
do.
Now it's Blu-ray is the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that it's justified or at least rationalized? By some, by saying, you know what, I just want to play it on my iPod and there's no easy way to do it, so I'm just going to download it.
No, I don't.
You still think it's not fair?
That
okay,
wrong.
Fair enough. Thanks, Elaine.
Okay.
Bye bye now.
Thanks.
Okay. You know what? I wanted to give away a couple more games, so let's do this. Beginning with Marie in Woodbridge. Marie, you've got Bejeweled 2 Deluxe from PopCap Games. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, you'll like this. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Anyway, you know, I just feel that if the DVD was not so expensive, I mean, to pay between $23 and $28 for a DVD is just too much.
Yeah, especially
if I only had to pay $10,
right,
maybe, or $12, I wouldn't think twice, and you know, and because I know it's wrong, and I don't want to do something that's wrong.
But, no, I hear you.
Yeah, but I mean, I have children that everybody wants a DVD, you know, and it comes out to a pretty penny after a while.
No, I hear you. Now, some movies are $10, some of the older ones, but you're right, especially given the fact that the cost to manufacture a blank DVD has dropped considerably for these companies over the years. You know, it came out in 1997. Now we're talking 11 years later. It's a lot cheaper to make a DVD, yet the prices haven't gone down. Explain that. Also, even if it's $10, some people say the convenience of being able to type in the name of a movie, like my 5-year-old daughter came over excited to me and she said, I just watched Hairspray at my friend's house and I love it. Do we have this on DVD, Daddy? And I didn't. And I was tempted to go online and type in Hairspray because I'd get it within an hour instead of having to wait for the following day to go to my local Blockbuster or whatever and buy it or rent it. The convenience of having it at your fingertips is another thing altogether. But if there was a legal way to download it, I would do it right then and there because then my daughter could enjoy the movie at home instead of having to wait till the next day and going out and buying a piece of plastic and bringing it home. It's a little backward if you think about it. Interesting. Let's talk with Jennifer in Burlington. Hi, Jennifer. Have you ever downloaded a movie you didn't pay for?
Oh, hi, Mark. No, actually, I haven't.
You haven't. Is it because you don't know how to do it? Like, if it was as easy as typing in something in Google, like you're searching on the internet, if it was that easy, would you do it?
No, I still wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I don't think it's right. But I do think DVDs are way too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think you said earlier it was legal in the States.
They have ways to download music legitimately. It's not legal to download a movie you didn't pay for in the States, but they have legal alternatives.
Oh, okay.
Whereas in Canada, we don't really have a place to go to download movies you didn't pay for. That's what I was referring to, and I'm sorry if I confused anyone. There is no way in Canada to pay for a movie that you want to download, whereas in the U.S., there are many services that let you do it. But it is not legal in the U.S. to download a movie you did not pay for, just as it's not legal in Canada. But millions of kids are doing it anyhow. We got to take one more break. When we return, going back to the lines and, of course, giving away our grand prize, the all-in-one Kodak EasyShare 5300. We'll be right back. It's not often on Tech Talk we talk controversy. Usually it's like, oh, you know, things you didn't know about your digital camera or how to get more out of your HDTV and so on and so forth. You know, I usually leave the controversy to guys like Corin and LaTrue and Carol because they're great at it. And, you know, I try to just sort of make the show a little bit more informative and to help reduce those barriers of entry so you can jump on the tech bandwagon without being too intimidated. But every once in a while, I get a topic in my head as I'm preparing for the following week's show about whatever's going on around me, whether it's my age group or I'm watching something that my kids or my friends' kids are doing. And lately, I've just been noticing that people are downloading movies like wildfire, and I'm talking about not paying for them. Everywhere I turn, oh, I just downloaded this, I downloaded that, and it's like as if, you know, they didn't even realize or even care that Hollywood studios are losing profits because of it. Maybe they don't care, maybe it's just because Hollywood hasn't caught up to the digital age, but millions of people are downloading movies that they're not paying for. And I wanted to make that this topic today to ask your opinion if you do it. A, if you do download movies you don't pay for, and B, what you think of it, whether you do it or not. Is it right? Is it ethically right? Because legally it's not. But I'm getting some very interesting opinions on why they're doing it or why others are doing it, largely due to the price of DVDs. Very interesting. Let's talk with Leah in North York. Hi, Leah. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Appreciate your calling today.
First of all, I just wanted to say that I think that the fact that most people who are calling in are not supportive of illegal downloading is due to the age of your audience. I myself am listening and not a downloader because I'm not a teenager.
I think it has to do with, you know, the comfort level behind the computer rather than whether it's right or wrong, I think, you know, because Well, just again, anecdotally, I've been meeting people in their late 30s and early 40s that are doing it. But maybe if those of, you know, 10 or 20 years older are not.
Well, that being said, I just wanted to say that I think that a lot of this is caused by the greed of the movie industry. They're really shooting themselves in the foot. I've downloaded legally many movies in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I just came here recently.
Oh, great.
And they charge the same amount of money for a download that they do to give you a CD.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
No, of course not, because first of all, the quality is not the same. And second, you have to take into consideration that it doesn't cost them anything to deliver it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I think that the problem is similar with the music industry. I'm over 40. Do you know how many times I've bought the White Album?
Exactly.
I mean, many, many times. So they have to make up their mind. Are they selling us the content, or are they selling us the delivery system? They can't have it both ways.
Yeah, great point, great point. And they are getting it both ways in many cases until this problem gets so out of hand that, you know, we start seeing a dip in DVD sales, as we saw with music CD sales. I don't think it's happened yet, but boy, if... From what I'm seeing and hearing and reading around me, it's about to happen, because it seems like, especially the younger generation, they're just not buying movies anymore. Very interesting. Let's go to one last caller and the winner of the Kodak EasyShare 5300 all-in-one printer. It's going to go to Kevin in Scarborough. Congratulations, Kevin.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey. There. You are the winner of our grand prize.
That is super.
Excellent. It's a really neat all-in-one unit. Good
I got to take you out for lunch for carrying that up.
Oh. There you go. My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm glad you're happy with it.
Oh, thank you.
What's your take on this? Have you ever downloaded a movie, Kevin?
I have.
Do you think it's an age thing?
Well, yeah. I kind of think the kids know it better than I do.
Right. So you have downloaded.
I have. Especially like a Smallville series or a Hero series that I missed on television.
Right. So you just downloaded the episode you missed.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. And I've downloaded, Final Fantasy Advent Children. I loved it so much I went out and bought it.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it's not going to be Blu-ray. It's not going to be Blu-ray.
Right. So it's a sacrifice in quality for convenience.
Yeah. Yeah. I find also with the iTunes, there's many times where I have a glitch in one of the songs,
mm-hmm.
which drives me crazy.
Especially if you bought it in iTunes and you actually paid for it,
yeah.
So there shouldn't be a glitch.
And I try to go the error format. I still can't get it to work. And
mm-hmm.
it's my inability and my lack of computer savvy that's probably the fault.
Well, why don't you email me, Kevin? I might be able to offer some tips there. TechTalk@CFRB.com. And I can maybe help you with your iPod issue.
You know, I've gone the honest route, though. I buy all my CDs because I'm an audiophile. And MP3 just does not have the quality of the old CD.
Fair enough.
Way, but I do use it as a jukebox, you know. But when I want to listen to something, I'll put it on the really good CD player, and I'll blast it through the system,
mm-hmm.
and it has a rich harmony to it, especially with you know orchestra music, symphony music.
Yep, MP3s do not sound as good as CDs.
It does not have the quality. So, and as well, support the Canadian and American songwriters because you know they. They work hard at the art.
Mm-hmm. Good
point.
And
I think, you know, it's an honesty factor for me. I feel a lot better. But I do buy them in mass, you know, $9.99 each,
right.
You know, for my CDs. And as for the DVDs, now they're, like, cheap because they're switching formats.
Yeah, that's true, but only for the slightly older ones, not the latest releases, which are still surprisingly well over $20 in most cases. But good point. Kevin, thank you very much for calling in tonight. Thank you today. Thanks to everybody for their opinion on Tech Talk. And thanks for listening to the show. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web cameras. But thank you to Dwayne Bishop and Jill Malba for your great job behind the screen today. Good stuff. Thanks to everybody, and stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.